Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature male and female solo artists. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Thelma Houston, Michael Jackson, Kim Weston, and Edward Starr. Well, first up, Thelma Houston with her smash hit, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories.
Take your your hand. And though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand. Yeah, yeah. And I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. Baby, if it's the very, very last thing that I do, I'm gonna get you.
A Motown memory from Michael Jackson, his first on his own while he was also part of the Jackson 5. That was Rockin' Robin, reaching number 2 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1972. Before that, Thelma Houston, number 12 from 77, If It's the Last Thing I Do. And we started this set with her first of two and her most famous song ever from Thelma, Don't Leave Me This Way, number 1 from 1977. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. This entire hour, we're featuring all solo artists, first a female artist, then a male, with two songs each. Well, coming up, the second of two from Michael Jackson, the song called We're Almost There. Well, it was released in 1975, and it was the first release of his final Motown album called Forever Michael. The single showcased Michael's tenor more prominently than in previous releases the past year. The song is a soul type of ballad that sparked a departure from Michael's previous material, which had included bubblegum pop. As Michael's voice matured during this period of time, Motown found it difficult to find material to suit him, who had sung in a higher voice for most of his duration with Motown from 1969 through 1975. Well, this single would end up being the last Michael Jackson single released as an active Motown artist, though the label would release more Jackson singles until 1984. Here is Michael Jackson. We're almost there, right here on Motown.
Yeah. Tom? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
And a great song called Helpless, reaching number 13 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1966. Before that, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While by Kim. That reached number 4 from 1965. And we started with Michael Jackson, We're Almost There, number 5 from 1975. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring 4 male and 4 female solo Motown artists with 2 songs each. Well, we've been through 7 artists so far this hour. The 8th and final is a male artist, Edward Starr, in his signature tune, War. Well, War was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1969. Well, Norman Whitfield first produced the song, a great anti-Vietnam song with the Temptations as the original vocalist. Well, after Motown began receiving repeated requests to release War as a single, Whitfield re-recorded the song with Edward Starr as the vocalist, with the label deciding to withhold the Temptations version from single release so as not to alienate their more conservative fans. Well, Edward's version of War was number 1 on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the United States Rhythm Blues chart. And it was not only the most successful and well-known record of Edward's career, but is also one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded. Well, here is Edward Starr's War, right here on Motown.
Say it again. Whoa. 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 What is it? rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. I don't carry a pistol. I don't wear a false mustache. See me carry around the little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
Star Agent 00 Soul that reached number 8 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, and we started with Edwards' signature tune War, number 1 from 1970. Well, this hour, we featured 4 female and 4 male solo artists, all songs being charted on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.